Thursday morning on the Mid-Morning Show, I'm Ali Bally. Good morning. That was Simple Minds and Promised You a Miracle. And I promised you for the last couple of weeks, Jim Kerr, and he is here. Jim, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. Welcome to the programme. Good to have you here. I think it's actually the first time that we've spoken officially. I think I spoke to you once at a gig, but never on an interview. And after years and years of playing your music, it's great to have you on the programme.
Thank you.
And it's tremendous for you as well, as far as the career of Jim Kerr and indeed Simple Minds is concerned. It's lasted well for you, Jim, hasn't it?
Oh, God. I mean, if you'd said to us way back then, you know, and people do, you know, did you ever think it would last this long? We didn't know if we'd get to the end of summer when we started the band. Didn't know if we'd get to the end of the month. We were very much living for the moment. And it has been, and it is. It's been a fantastic life.
Mm. Is it a life that you have, as you would expected? You know, I mean, okay, all these years ago, you didn't know quite where it was going to go. But there are so many things that have twists and turns into Simple Minds, into the musical career. There's been album hits, there's been single hits, there's been music on films. It's just been, you know, was it what you expected?
Much more than we could ever have dreamed. I mean, in every sense, and even just now, you know, well, a new song out, hearing it on the radio, and at the same time, writing new songs, pushing ahead. While every night we go on stage, we look back and reflect on nearly four decades, mm-hmm. or three and a half decades of music, and it can be overwhelming.
We're currently playing your new single, and just what you say there, if you were driving through Scotland and you switched us on and heard it, does it still give you a buzz?
Oh, I would let out a yelp. Love it. I mean, it's a goal. Yes, because I mean, we were brought up with music and we were up with the radio. Mm-hmm. I still love radio. I love radio as a medium, and certainly to hear, whether we're hearing a song on a college radio in America or whether we're hearing it in some, we are where you're hearing it on the big mainstream channels, especially in the local, you want to hear it in your own country. And the thrill never diminishes.
It's good to hear that, isn't it? When you still get that buzz, and I would imagine that when you walk out on stage, wherever you are, because you are a very exciting band to go and see worldwide anywhere. It's great that next week you're coming to Scotland, but you can still see it. You still get that buzz when you go on stage as well, don't you?
We certainly do. I mean, we love every minute of it. I mean, I feel very thankful not only that we've had the opportunity to do it, but I feel very thankful that we were the types that seemed cut out for it, because it's not everyone is cut out for it. You know, you meet a lot of extremely talented people that don't like touring, or they don't like playing, or whatever, and it must be very difficult. We, since we were kids, took to it like a duck to water, but take it very serious. I mean, this week, and I say this more with the musicians than myself, but, you know, even at the stage of the game we was, they're in there at 9 o'clock rehearsing, and 9 o'clock at night, they're still working stuff out and trying to better things and trying to improve things. Why? Because the audience deserves it. Mm-hmm. You know, people come see you, they're investing their time. Of course, they're investing their hard-earned money. They're investing, even people that's grew up with the band, they grew up with songs, they're, you know, investing emotionally in you, and you don't want to be letting them down.
I bumped into one of your most recent additions to the band in the corridors of power here in the radio station, Jed Grimes, and he had this big smile on his face, and I said to him, You enjoying life? He says, touring at the moment with Simple Minds, it doesn't get any better. And well, that you've just said that yourself there, really, haven't you?
Listen, touring with Jed Grimes doesn't get any better. He's immense. He's not only an incredible musician, he's a fantastic person to be around. He inspires in different ways as well, Jed. You know, he's a bit of a fitness freak and all that stuff, and he goes, takes a bike with him.
I was going to say, has he got his bike with him on tour?
Takes a bike, you know, and he goes away. You're in Australia or whatever. He was away up when he was down in Sicily, he was away up a volcano. and he turns up, and You know, people wonder, well, what is Jed, who's, he thinks about 3 years now he's been playing, you know, he comes in and he makes us look at things a different way, or he actually maybe makes us refocus on things that we used to do but had forgotten, gives us perspectives and all that, but more than anything, just a great, great musician, and as I say, a great person to be around.
Indeed, yes. Again, that answers all the queries there about touring, because you're right, so many people, I hear, oh, well, you know, we're on tour at the moment, it's really hard going, and I think to myself, come on, that's what you do for a life. That's how you earn your money.
Absolutely. I mean, it was last week I was doing an interview, and I thought it was an interesting perspective. The fellow was talking to me, he said, it's hard for bands now and stuff because I get this or that, and he said, talking about some band they'd had a hard time. I said, how many gigs have they done? He said, about 30. I said, we've just done our 3,000th. And we're still working.
You're still going.
We're still working 10 hours a day in rehearsals. And I mean, it's like, come on. It's hard. What do you mean it's hard? It's hard to anything. You're working in a, you're standing at a, in the shop a day, and a lassie had been at the counter to check it. You know, she was in her 8th hour. You know, it's hard.
It's hard for anybody, but when you're when you're doing something like yourselves, when you got together and put the band together, you know, this is what you wanted. This, this is it, isn't it?
We would have paid you to let us. Well, we wouldn't have, because we didn't have money.
No money.
But it was that. Yes, exactly. I mean, I say to anybody, if you, listen, if you can find work that you love, and if you can make a living at it, you've almost won the lotto right there, because, you know, it must be awful when people don't enjoy their work, or rather, people can't even find work.
Aye, that's true. That's very true.
So it isn't it hard for us to keep that perspective? It's just, you know, it's just always there.
It's the Ali Valley Show. Thank you very much indeed for your company. Thursday morning, my guest today is Jim Kerr from Simple Minds. And we look now, Jim, at the album that has just been released this week, Celebrate the Greatest Hits. And by jings, there's a lot of hits when you rattle them off here, isn't there? Promise You a Miracle, Glittering Prize, Waterfront, Sanctify Yourself. You'll be able to tell me how many hits you've had then. How many do you call hits?
Actually, I don't know, and I'm not being blasé. I don't know, but certainly more than we dreamed of.
Yeah,
and as you reel them off there, I mean, the great thing is when we look down the set list, you know, oh great, that one, you know, and I mean, especially sometimes we go and play. Well, we do a lot of festivals, which means it's usually a short set, and we go on and just, you know, they just all go off like rockets.
Everybody's expecting them, of course, and just there. That's what they're there to see and to hear, isn't it? They're there to hear, to watch you play and to hear it. Yeah,
that's right.
We're talking about 6 number one albums in the UK. There you are. Just got that one looked up for me there. And as you say, lots of songs. And they're on this album. I mean, the album is just, you know, tremendous list that you have here. Celebrate, as I mentioned. I'm just going looking through them. Everyone's a cracker. It's been the album sort of comes in two different ways, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, different formats. Mm. I think there's a box set which is 3 CDs.
Yeah,
and more comprehensive, obviously. And then there's a 2 set CD as well. So obviously different prices and all that, and different packaging and so yeah, it as with all things now, there's so many different formats.
How much input do you as an artist have in like a set like this? Is this very much the record company, Jim, or do you get involved in when it's a greatest hits and a couple of new tracks in there, do you get involved in it with them?
I've got to give all credit to Charlie Birchall, my songwriting partner in Simple Minds. Charlie's very much, you know, he's the one when it comes to remastering and all these stuff. He's the one that I would be lying if I said I could hear the difference, but he can, and he's in there, and he always wants to make sure that everything's write and such. So Charlie's the one. But I mean, with the record company and of course our management as well, and it's a good team of people there, and they all try and put together the something that we'd be proud of and something that we think our fans would want and something of value.
Mm. And of course, into both collections, you've got a couple of new songs as well.
Well, we have. I mean, it's been interesting the last year because we have been working the catalogue. We had, for a long time, for various reasons, we hadn't, and it was time to go back and sort of sort it all out and repackaged and remastered and all that stuff. And the greatest hits is a part of that. But it's been a sort of parallel existence because we've also been working, recording, writing new songs for an album, a new album that will come probably the start of next year. Within the Greatest Hits album, we felt it was right to include a couple of new songs, mm-hmm. at least. And Broken Glass Park, as we mentioned, and the song you've been playing as well. There's another song, Blood Diamond. And anyone wondering what the new album will sound like, well, those two songs definitely give a clear indication.
And do you do them when you're on stage in the current tour?
We do, yeah. And I mean, let's face it, they would have to be impressive to work within a set of classics, otherwise we'd be big hole in the set. But we feel that they do.
And talking of that, you know, you're in the middle of this, really just at the start of it, I suppose, and there's a big tour coming up. Monday, you're in Aberdeen at the Music Hall. Tuesday, you're at the Caird Hall in Dundee. Looking forward, obviously, to coming to Scotland. Yeah.
Really looking forward. I mean, it's been a long time since we played in Dundee. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed to say it's way, way too long. But we'll need to get up there and prove ourselves. And of course, as I was saying earlier, having Jed there and having a hometown boy, I mean, we always give 100%. We always want to give 100%. We will want to give even more. Aberdeen. Always great to us. I've got family up there and cousins and stuff that always come. And, you know, these things, you know, when you look down the set list and the gig list, and, you know, there's always, oh, my pal's coming out, mm-hmm. or my family's mm-hmm. coming here. And nowhere is that more the case than it is in Scotland.
Right. Well, as I say, Aberdeen on Monday, Dundee on Tuesday. And then you move away down to Wales and further south. But I believe that Glasgow has been added as well. It's November, but it's a wee while away, but it's something for Minds fans to look forward to. 27th of November, just been added.
Yeah, I mean, that's very exciting. I mean, we were teasing a wee bit there. We put out the dates. And, of course, Glasgow and Edinburgh usually get all the gigs and, mm-hmm. and a lot of Glasgow fans, well, you know, playing here, you're snubbing us. And, yeah. In fact, we're delighted with this gig that's just been announced recently, the 27th of November, because it's in the new venue in Glasgow, which right. The Hydro, which is about to open, I think, imminently, very, very, very soon. And it's a Glasgow venue, but really it's a new venue for the whole of Scotland, I suppose. And, you know, we've come all the way for the Mars Bar, playing there on a Sunday night, and we're still here when they open the Hydro. And we've had so many memorable nights in the city, and we'll be looking to add to them.
I'm sure as it takes shape on the Clydeside Expressway there, it looks a fantastic venue, certainly from the outside, and I'm sure it's going to be great, and then so it'd be great to play in there as well, of no doubt, and special as well for yourself, without a doubt.
Without a doubt, always special, you know. I mean, we're Glasgow boys, and the city's been great to us.
Well, let's wish you all the best with the new album, and as I say, look forward to seeing you in Scotland next week. Whether our listeners are going to Aberdeen or Dundee, I'm sure they'll be looking forward as much as you are looking forward to being on stage as well. Let's hear the new single now then. It's Broken Glass Park. Jim, for the moment, thank you very much indeed.
A pleasure, Ali. Thank you.